This is Think Out Loud on OPB. I'm Dave Miller. If you walk around Portland, there's a chance you could be stopped for an out-of-the-blue photo shoot. An Instagram profile called Pale Blue Wave highlights impromptu portraits of strangers taken around Portland, often downtown. The first few photos got a few dozen likes. A recent one got 163,000. Our next guest is a photographer behind the account. I should note that we're just using his first name, Ryan, to maintain his privacy. He says he started the project 6 months ago to see the world with fresh eyes, and then it took on a life of its own. Welcome to Think Out Loud.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
What was going on in your life before you started this project?
So the story starts like 2 years ago, basically. I had an injury that really basically destroyed my quality of life for a while. And, you know, I ended up getting surgery, hip surgery, after a year and a half. And it felt like for that year and a half, I was kind of looking out a window, looking at my life going by.
Literally.
I mean, yeah,
inside. So stuck inside.
I mean, I was functional, like I could walk, but I was just in pain, basically, and suffering. And so basically, I got hip surgery after a year and a half of that. And after hip surgery, I started being able to walk as I was healing from hip surgery. And I started a daily walking routine. And it was really on those walks where I started to kind of reintegrate back into the world. And it was really interesting because, yeah, I was, like you said, I was kind of seeing everything with fresh eyes again. The smallest things while I was on these walks would bring me like a ridiculous amount of joy. Like a squirrel, you know, chasing another squirrel, that could make me just feel amazing. And it was kind of that mindset I was in where I was reflecting on my life. And I made the decision then that I wanted to get back into more a creative piece of my life that I had basically been neglecting for 15 years as I worked on my professional career.
So a kind of a receptivity to joy and to the outside world combined with a desire to get back to making stuff, to being creative, making art. When did you say, I'm going to actually pick up a camera and walk around with it?
So I thought I was going to do video at first because my background when I was doing creative stuff was video. And so I bought a camera, and I've done other content type of creation, like a chess channel, smaller things. And so I was just like, you know, I want to get back into it. And I just went and bought a camera. I mean, I did a lot of research, bought a camera thinking I was going to do video, but the camera I bought was great for video and photography. So right around that same time, I found the series on YouTube that was all about street photography and just fell in love with the idea and went out that day after kind of binge watching this YouTube series. I went downtown and started taking photos, and they were very bad. Like, I mean, and my stuff now, I'm very critical of it, but those were especially bad. I mean, everyone starts out like that, I'm sure. And I've only been doing this for 6 months. So, but yeah, started that day. And then literally I've been doing that probably 5 to 6 days a week downtown for 6 months.
What was it like the first time you stopped someone, a stranger, and said, hey, can I take your picture?
Yeah, that was, I remember his name is Nevada, and he had a Talking Head shirt on and a big mustache and was just like, what happens is I'm just like drawn to the subjects. And I had done a lot of candid, not a lot, but I had done candid stuff before where I'm, you know, not approaching people and asking. And that makes it even more difficult. So I was just like, hey, I want to actually get a good portrait of this person. And so I approached him, and I look back now and I'm like, I don't know if I was actually that nervous because there was really nothing writing on it.
Like nothing to lose.
Yeah. I was just like free. Like this whole thing for me has been freedom. Just going out on the street with no expectations, very little photography background, and doing whatever I want. You know, I have no agenda. I have no one telling me what to do. And yeah, he stood out to me, and I just asked him. And I look back and I'm like, was I nervous? I can't really remember. But the actual portrait turned out pretty cool. And it's actually on my, yeah, it's on my Instagram. You got to scroll down, but you can find it.
But it's there. Yeah. In addition to the photos, you post sort of edited versions of the GoPro video that's always running, that is, you know, a kind of telescoped version of the whole interaction, from hello, can I take your picture, to, you know, you actually taking some of the pictures. Let's have a listen to one of them.
Hey, excuse me. Hey, I do portraits just around Portland, just on the streets. So yeah, I'm really liking your hair. It looks pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I could take some pictures.
Sure.
Yeah, cool.
Like now?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, it will be like less than 5 minutes, basically. Cool. You good with that?
Yeah, of course.
What's your name?
Isaiah,
I'm Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, good to meet you.
Good to meet you too.
Let me actually look right here.
Should I take my jacket off?
No. Keep it on, yeah. Yeah, it looks great. Yeah, you're looking really good.
You often compliment people on their hair, on their coats, on their shoes.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating because there's videos, as we just heard, in addition to the photos. I can see people light up. I mean, you say, I like your hair. And most people say immediately, or they just sort of smile. What do you think is happening when you yeah. give somebody a compliment?
Yeah. I haven't thought about that a lot, honestly. And actually, the first time I thought about that was when I did the pre-interview for this, when they asked me that. And I think, I mean, just the shock of being approached by someone with a GoPro strapped to their chest and a huge camera is going to be alarming to people. It does not happen every day. And then, yeah, I think compliments in general just are not... People just don't usually go around complimenting. Like, you don't see that a lot, I feel like. So that also is probably a little surprising.
Do they always feel sincere on your part? Or is it ever a way to just get someone to say yes to a photo?
Are they ever? No. It's always the thing that drew me to them. So... That's what I'm complimenting, is the thing that drew me to them. So, and it's interesting because every time I am drawn to someone, it's kind of the same but different every time.
Hmm. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's the same because it's that like pulling force that I just know. It's like a thing where you just know.
And it seems like it's hard for you to put into words what it is that attracts you to somebody whose picture you want to take.
Yeah, I mean, it's, it is. It's kind of like this feeling, but also there are definite times where it's like, wow, that hair is amazing, and it needs to be photographed, and we need to do a portrait, and I know 100% I'm going to approach them.
Hmm. How often do people say yes? The ones that we see... are, by definition, these are the ones when people say yes.
Yeah.
You don't push the post the ones where someone says, don't put me on your site. Don't put me on Instagram.
Yeah.
How often do people say that?
I would say it's like 80% yes. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting because winter, I'm getting a few more no's.
Huh.
So I had a streak of like 10 no's in a row. And then I went and got a haircut. is this me? Like, what's going on here? I was surprised at the 80% figure. That seems like really high to me.
It does seem high. Four out of five people are saying, sure, I will take 5 or 8 or 10 minutes out of my day for a stranger, walk a little bit around the corner where he says the light is better, and let him take my picture and put it online for the world to see.
Yeah,
Most people say yes.
It is a big thing. It is a big leap of faith on the people's part who agree to do this, especially nowadays with Instagram, social media. It's basically giving a lot of trust to an individual to, you know, treat them with respect and, ultimately put out something that's solid.
Hmm. Let's have a listen to another interaction that you had with somebody on the street not too long ago.
Hi there.
Hey, excuse me.
Yeah.
Hey, I do portraits around Portland of strangers.
Yeah.
And I'm just liking, just your whole look looks great.
Oh, yeah?
I'm wondering if I could take some pictures.
I'm kind of in a hurry.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like less than 3 minutes usually. Can I show you what I do really quick?
Yeah. Does it go on social media?
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of social media. So like some of these get like a million plus views. But I think you'd be good, and you have nice eyes. I think you'd look good in a portrait.
Yeah. I'm inclined to, because I'm sort of shy.
You're shy? That's way. Okay. Most people are shy. Yeah, but I think you have a good look to you. I think it'd look good.
All right, go for it.
Yeah. Just like that. You can like even look away from me, because that's a good like shy move. This looks great. Can you try super serious?
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
We're talking right now with the photographer behind the Instagram profile, Pale Blue Wave. He takes impromptu portraits of people on the streets of Portland. Where did the name come from, Pale Blue Wave?
Yeah. So it's based on the pale blue part is based on Carl Sagan's Pale Blue Dot, which just had a big impact on me when at a certain time in my life where I was like, realizing how crazy it is to be on this planet and alive. And then the wave part is, to me, like I see things very visually, so it's very much like a wave is kind of a metaphor for my life in general, where it has a ton of, there's a lot of momentum. Sometimes you're riding high on the wave and you're getting interviewed at OPB. And then sometimes the wave sucks you in and hits you against the coral, you know, and bashes you around. Hmm. So that's, yeah, that's Pale Blue Wave.
Hmm. So many of your videos begin with you saying, hey, excuse me, I'm a photographer. And then people pause and they take out earbuds from from their heads. It happens over and over and over. And it's just, it was such a, it's a tiny moment, but it reminds me how closed off we often are to each other in public. What's it been like just to break through that and to have these moments with strangers?
Yeah, so I think that's interesting also. And it's really the biggest thing for me is like this whole practice of doing this is like literally if I do a 2 or 3 hour session, it's like a meditation for 2 to 3 hours where I'm just observing. And yeah, you do see a lot of headphones, you see a lot of phone use when you're observing, right? Your head's kind of up and you're looking at everything. And then to be able to break through it is, I mean, it feels great. It feels so good when they agree that, and then the nerves come like, okay, now I have to execute, which is the hardest part for me is ensuring that I execute, because those people do give trust. And then like my whole goal is to get, like the thing that feels the best is the comment at the end of the video. If I get a comment from that person and they're like, wow, that was awesome. Then I'm like, okay, I did my job. Like it doesn't matter how many other likes, if they like it, that's what feels great. But yeah, it's a breaking through. It feels good. Yeah.
Has this changed the way you think about yourself in public?
100%.
In what ways?
Yeah. So I thought I was an extremely introverted person. Like I really thought that and I said that all the time. And it was interesting because as soon as I started doing this, after each interaction, I just get like the biggest rush, kind of like a buzz where you're like, wow, that was amazing. Like that just happened. And I had so much energy and I realized that was an extroverted part of myself that I had no idea existed.
Hmm. Ryan, it's great to have you on. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Ryan is the impromptu portraits and street photographer who uses the Instagram profile Pale Blue Wave. This Friday is going to mark the 324th anniversary of the last Cascadia subduction zone earthquake. In other words, it happened in the year 1700. We want to know if you've been preparing for the next one and what's still on your to-do list. You can leave us a voicemail right now at 503-293-1983. Again, 503-293-1983. Are you ready for the big one? Thanks so much for tuning in to Think Out Loud on OPB and KLCC. I'm Dave Miller. We'll be back tomorrow.
Think Out Loud is supported by Steve and Jan Oliva, the Rose E. Tucker Charitable Trust, Ray and Marilyn Johnson, and the Susan Hammer Fund of the Oregon Community Foundation.